teaser, tease him, tease them, tease on, tease, www.teasenatural.com, teasenatural.com, tease natural.
C is for
cauliflower,
confusion, creation,
pickle, K is for
kitten,
cam,
see, wait, fandrup, see, you, unbearable,
U is for underground,
oh, yeah,
umbrella,
T, trite,
tremendous,
torment,
tire,
C, K,
I can't think of a U one, T,
T,
F is for famous,
fun, fumble, M is for Montreal.
So we all know sac passé. Some of us know Kai Passe. Now we're talking Creole, my people. We have an amazing guest with us today, our brother Aldo Gizmo, who's going to be breaking down a little bit of the science behind what is Creole as he talks about this awesome event they have coming up, Creole Show coming up. Stay tuned with us today on the Empower Hour.
This is me!
Welcome to the Empower Hour. We're bringing power to the people because the people have the power. This squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I'm Queen Kaya, joined by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens listening.
I am so grateful. I'm grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator. I'm grateful to the ancestors. I'm grateful to the ancestors for being present with us right now and for creating this opportunity for us to be able to get together. And I just ask that today's show, let it be uplifting, let it be educational, let it be fun, but most importantly, let it be empowering for every one of our listeners. And I'm sending out that spirit of love. I'm sending out that spirit of light. I'm sending out that spirit of unity, strength, great health, peace, joy, wealth, and just general positivity to all our listeners right now. Hotep, amen, and ashe.
Ashe.
Yeah, I'm feeling it this morning, y'all. Or where is it? Afternoon now.
Listen. It's Sunday, so it's whatever time it is when you wake up.
Right.
When you listen to this. So for those of y'all listening to this in the afternoon, then good afternoon. And for those of y'all listening in the rising, grand rising.
Grand rising, my peoples. Rising. So we got a good one today. Well, we have good shows every week, you know what I mean? But it's like, I just
not
feel
bragging.
Problem. I know. Not to brag, but it's like, but the energy is right, especially when you're here in the house. So first, Queen Kai, how was your week?
Ciao.
Well, first, I see you here advertising. Next time we put a little something on that cup.
Yeah, you know what? And we can.
You know how I get down.
I'm McDonald's, run me my money.
Yo, that's right. I'm going to send them an invoice. I'm going to send them an invoice. They're like, for what? You know for what?
You know why. Because we showed up.
That's why.
Yes, but honestly, keeping it real. This week, that long pause was not for dramatic effect. I'm just letting you.
All right.
Jeez, Breeze. Mm-hmm. So the aftershocks of the Mercury retrograde is real.
And I didn't know there was aftershocks.
Yo, what's wrong with people?
Damn.
What is wrong with people? This week, you don't notice that people are driving like they're crazy?
Well, you know, I can say yes, I have seen a little out of the ordinary.
People are driving like they're nuts.
Right.
Okay. So it's something else, something you said earlier, and I was like, oh my gosh, it happened to you. It's happening to you. I'm going to tell you something. It's time to buckle down on the affirmations because it's about to get cold outside and it's looking rough already.
Bro. Okay, damn.
I thought we got lucky. We got a couple good days in the last couple of days of warmth.
Yes.
But we truly have been struggling. And I think that the winter blues has hit a lot of people. And you know, misery truly loves company.
Damn.
But I have to admit, I've been laughing. I've been smiling all week long because I refuse to let the devil get me down.
Talk about it. Clap that.
In real
That's
life,
what I'm talking
I feel like
about.
I
Keep that spirit high.
No, I'm serious. The people are testing me. And, you know, I noticed that I have to check myself often. And I realized the whole road rage thing the other day because I myself became almost racist behind the wheel. Okay. And I said, you know what? This is not my style. So I need to check myself because I was saying terrible things. My car.
You're sinning.
It was straight sinning. When I finished, I said, God, forgive me. for the things that I just said in my car about these people. That is terrible. Right. What would possess me? Yeah. But you know what? To be able to recognize it is the plus. That's and so it, I'm exactly. making adjustments. Mm-hmm. So I have to say that this week I was tried.
Yes.
Tested and true.
Okay.
And I had to commend myself. Mm-hmm. I really have. I've been... Hey,
okay.
Father God.
Hey.
But I just want to ask you guys, I want to pose you guys a quick question before I move on to asking P what's going on with his week. But because I want you guys to answer this in my inbox. Mm-hmm. How many things do you forget in a morning that you have to return back for or make adjustments man. Once you get to where you're at? Wow. I'm just going to start because something happened to me this weekend and I was like, no, how you got washed, dressed, put a whole face of makeup on and forgot to brush your teeth?
You got to get it together.
I was like, no, you got to go back. And I, you know, I don't play about that. I do not play about that. So I had to get my ass up and I go my ass back. But I'm like, so I need y'all to tell me, what do y'all be forgetting?
No, guy. Shoot.
How was your week, P?
Yo. Well, shoot. I had, like, first of all, I'm on cloud 11. I don't even know. And see, I just said.
Amazing. That's because he has a wife.
Yo, I think it could be. That
it is.
Could be the reason.
It is because everybody else is going through it.
Okay. You see, I really, you know, I just feel that it's just like the universe. Okay. First of all, it starts off the beginning of my week. I started playing this different meditation. And the meditation, it's all about just how to have a positive day. Like, you know, and, so, and it, one of the key things that keeps repeating is, like, expecting things to happen in a very creative and unexpected way. Expect it to happen in a very creative and unexpected way.
Yes.
Yo. So I've been vibesing on this, like vibesing on get arriving to my destination always on time. Not necessarily whatever time I feel is the right time.
You was mad early this morning.
Yo, but
I felt pressure speeding through the streets of Montreal.
Just, it's like, damn, he's already there.
And I was still late.
Yeah. Yo, but I'm just saying. So I've been putting out the energy to just arrive to my destinations on time and for things to happen in a miraculous way. And yo, things have just been happening. And y'all know I'm big on these numbers and things. Today specifically, go to Timmy's, order my thing. Tim, I'm checking my check because I just said that. But so I went to Timmy's, went.
Again.
Yeah, two times, right? I did it on purpose. Ordered my thing. I get to the cash. It's 11:11 is the amount. I'm like, oh, word? Cool. No problem. Now I'm doing two things, whatever be the case. Obviously, I lose track of time. When I check the time again, 11:11. Just now, when we're about to start the recording, go out. We're behind schedule, obviously. Go out to check the thing, grab my phone, 1:11. I'm like, okay.
And you know what? I almost put on my 11:11 sweatshirt, but I said, I'm going to put on the men lie, women lie vibes on, I swear.
Right, okay.
I'm like, where's my 11:11?
You see? But it's on the... So anyway, I'm just saying the vibes are hype. And I'm gonna share a little bit of a little good news. It's nothing crazy. You guys know that we've been doing this lottery every week, giving away $500. The spirit told me we want to do something different for the holidays. We're going to give away $2,400 in the month of November to bless people.
Boom.
Right before the holidays. So, and the thing is, this has had me like, I'm bubbling because you know me. I get excited when I know I could help people. And I'm like, yo, I'm talking to my boy over the last couple of days and we're ironing out how it's going to go. And I'm like, yo, I think this is really going to help people. Because instead of, I'm like, yes, it's blessed. It's cool to give people $500 a week. But yo, to say right before the holidays, somebody could get a $24, like right before the holidays.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, that would really make a difference. Yo, I'm like, let's do it. So telling the people right now. And look out for this. So throughout the month of November, because the month of November has 5 Wednesdays. So what we're doing, so normally we give away $500 every Wednesday. This time what we're doing, just symbolically, every Wednesday we're just going to give away something. We're going to give away like a little $25 thing. And actually I'm going to haggle our members. So you'll win $25, but it'll be worth $50 because you can go and spend $50 within the collective. Mm-hmm. So every week we're going to do that just for fun. We're going to also take the time to highlight previous winners, stores that people have gone to spend money at. You know, we're going to make it fun for people.
Yes.
But November 30th, the last November of the month. We're giving away $2,400. So we're accumulating all the 500s that we would have been giving away.
Wow.
And we're doing it at the end of the month. $2,400. And it's the same $24 to enter. Mm-hmm. But now, as you guys already know, the fun thing is that same $24 enters you into the draw every month anyway. So basically that one $24 entry is getting you into to win $2,400 in the month of November. But then you're automatically already in for December. And I'm going to give you guys a little nugget. No, I'm not going to give you guys a nugget for December yet.
Ooh, I hate when people do that.
No, I said on my spirit, like, nope, don't give them that.
Now I'm hype all the way until the end of the day of work. Like, oh my God, I can't wonder what it is. Yeah. And then he's going to be like, no, it was really just that I coughed so hard this morning that I, like, peed a little bit.
No, it's going to be big. You guys are going to see. Come December, you're going to be super excited as well. So this is it, guys. So I feel there's other things that happen throughout my week, but we have an awesome guest that I want to just – I'm going to have you introduce yourself quickly. But we're gonna deep dive because we have a brother now. He's an OFC member, a long time, good time friend of mine. So my brother Aldo, how was your week? So I started to cut you. I got to tell you, Gina the Great is not with us today, as you guys know. She's not live in studio, but we'll still be hearing her segment. But we got to send love to Gina the Great. But Aldo's here taking her place. So go ahead, Aldo. The floor is yours.
Yes. So how was my week? Mm-hmm. My week was really busy. Mm-hmm. Really, really busy because we're doing many things in those days. It's like with the school entry and everything. I'm doing computer science.
Okay.
For most people who know me, I'm an artist, but I'm also doing computer science.
Of course, you need balance.
Yes, and yes. So everybody want their things fixed. We want to be running properly. There is many works.
Okay, good. So you're keeping busy. I like that. I sent you a client. Did you get the contact?
Yes.
Okay. That's the OFC at your service, baby. So okay, guys. So we're going into our break. So now, and you guys just heard the man himself. When we come back from our break, we are going to deep dive. We're going to understand a little bit more about our brother Aldo. We're going to talk about this awesome event he has coming up, but he's also going to educate us on what is this whole thing of Creole, like all the background, the tout le kit.
I can't wait.
I know. I'm excited. But now, so as we're leaving you guys, I'm putting out a quick public service announcement. You guys know how we like to get down. So this is for those who might not have heard this message. I felt it was an important message to hear. It is for the community, the unvaccinated community out there. And again, I got to put this out because I have love for the vaccinated community as well. It's just that being a part of the unvaccinated community and working with a lot of people in the vaccinated community, there was not a lot of love that was given to us at the time. So this is a message of love for you all. So you guys sit back and enjoy.
This is that message to you, the unvaccinated. Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I've ever seen. From partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and even doctors. People who are capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best part of humanity. They are everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are of a special kind. They are the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parent that every child wants to have, and the children that every parent dreams of having. They are beings above the average of their societies. They are the essence of the people who have, well, built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there, next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion. And they did it because they thought they were alone. And they believed that, well, they were the only ones. Banned from their families' tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel. They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money, but they didn't care. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept on going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now, we all know who are the best on the planet Earth. Men, women, young, old, rich, poor, of all races or religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible ark, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and even geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived. Those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. Remember, you're the voice, and it's time to make it count.
Grand Rising people, my name is DJ Bobby Payne. I'm here to give you some musical vibes in the morning, you get me? You can catch me on all platforms at DJ Bobby Payne. Let's go.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my kick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. Oh, the way I breathe you in. Hey. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby. Never let you go.
When it come to you, pistol like buzz, issue with trust. Won't let no one get a piece of your love, yeah. Base it on loyalty, base it on us. I ain't the picture perfect type, but I'm making it up. You say you want a bad flip, but I can't get enough. I'm rich at number when I'm with you, I'm bitter as forbidden food on apple juice, can I sip on the cup? Mix it with some 1942 and I'm beating
girl,
you up.
Girl, you chosen, get up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean, I'm just imposing. That you give it to me and just me only. Yeah, girl, you chosen. Get up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean, I'm just imposing. That you give it to me and just me only, only.
I was cool with being your rebound. But we creep around, he ain't gotta know about us. I ain't tryna do too much. Baby, let me give you just enough. You're safe with me now. Come to my safe house and let me put the pressure on you. Let me put that body on tuck. Give you good sex, that loving. I could take you higher. From the game, make me retire. You should be my final. Walk you down that aisle. No, we ain't gotta talk about it. Don't talk about it. I risk it all about ya. I'm standing tall behind ya. If you fall, I got ya. No, we ain't gotta talk about it. I'ma walk about it. I risk it all about ya. If you're lost, I find ya. Rip them panties off ya.
Right. Not a riches. It's a million plus three reasons I lie. I can admit it. And I just don't want you to waste my time.
Cause I'm trying to get with you. I be feeling down, but I'm fine when I'm with you. You be thinking I be lying when I say I miss you. Girl, you know I'm on your body like a tissue.
They be calling you Illuminati when I'm with you. I say maybe it's your third eye, I love your mental. BBS is on me, look like now, ladies lick you up. I bet you never go back to the guy that was with you. She got everything.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby
and when you get dressed up, you take hours. Baby girl, you know you can do it. You got hard up. Come here, sit in my phone. I've been waiting for hours. I'm all lost in the mirror. Picks of you fresh out the shower. So I might as well swing over to your place. In LA, but I'll be there at 8 if the traffic allows it. Sit you down, I can show you around if you're ready about it now. But for you, I got something to prove. What do you say? What do you say? Should we bring it right back? Honestly, it's better like that. I know we've been falling off track. Bring it right back. Just let the time out pass. We don't gotta take it too fast. Bring it right back. You don't gotta stay the night. Just wanna take the time. I know all the things you like. Make me if the mood is right.
Yeah!
Nothing like your exes, oh wow. Can't tell you that you sexy. Lock it down if you let me. Nothing like your exes. Ooh yeah, nothing like your exes. Nothing like your exes. See that you pull up alone. All in the club with no panties on. You ain't gotta check your phone. He don't know what he got at home. We both know that he a clown.
tell by how you walking, he'll walk me down. Don't you hear me talking, baby? Love me now. I can play with you.
This is DJ Bobby Payne. Whoa!
Such a good job, I pat myself on the back. Flight confirmation, the cash through the app. Ain't nobody robbing me, I answer doors with a strap. Anywhere I go, I put Southside on the map. Charlie said she loved me, I said I love me back. Tried to cuss me out, I ain't going for that. Said they want my plugs so they can order the packs. But I'm addicted to the trap, you never know I relapse, so. No can do,
get ready to be entertained, enlightened, and empowered with the Empower Hour.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for pulling the vibe, bro. Let's go.
Yeah.
Parlay with the people.
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 Parlay with the people, y'all.
So we back. So, sac passé, Queen Kaya.
Ma boulet.
Ha, et kay passé, les amis.
Posé.
Hola.
Yes.
See, yo, hola. So you guys are getting it. So that's it from my extent of Creole. So, guys, as you guys hear it, we're giving you guys a little lesson in Creole. And jokes aside, I do think it's really important that actually the community does learn Creole, but we'll deep dive about that later on. So we have an awesome brother, like we had mentioned earlier, our brother Aldo Gizmo. Welcome to the Empower Hour, my brother.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being on Parlay with the People with us. So before we dive in, like talking about the project and talking about different things, I'd like to give an opportunity just to introduce yourself to the audience, yes, so people who might not know who you are. So welcome.
Perfection. So I'm Aldo Gizmo. I'm an artist. Singer, I'm doing mostly urban music.
Mm.
I'm trying to not categorize myself in a certain case,
yes,
but most of the people see me as a dancehall Afro artist.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Because that's the kind of music I used to work on.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say it's only because this is the kind of music that I have the opportunity to work on. So every other people who are doing any kind of music, I'm here too.
Right, okay,
you know,
good.
I'm considering myself as a vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on vocals, so I can rap, but I'm more a singer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Bring back in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So right. I'm doing music, but mm-hmm. also computer science.
Okay.
I'm an engineer in computer science, and I have my own company.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing...
What's the name of the company, sorry?
Evo Design Technology.
Okay, Evo Design Technology.
So we follow the evolution of the design and the technology in your company.
Okay! Bad.
That's
okay,
it.
Yeah.
So I mostly work with a little company, help them to grow. Mm. And
comme les petits moyens entreprises.
Exactly.
Okay.
Assure them that anything happening in the IT department, taking care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And be sure that... They can always work properly, and
nice.
That's it. So I start like this,
mm-hmm.
but during the pandemic, I had to really try to find another business model because we cannot go
yep.
to the customer place.
Exactly, yeah.
And that was all of my work to be sure the customer place is working.
Exactly,
so right now,
yeah.
everybody's dematerializing the place,
mm-hmm.
working on teletravail.
C'est ça, ouais.
So I was like, So yes, first we install many posts for people to work at home, but it's quickly been over.
Okay. Right, exactly. So it's a one-time client. You come, you fix it. Like, great, thank you.
That's it. Yeah, so yeah, we really have to think about something. And we were already doing courses, it was for elders. Mm-hmm. Finally, it get that many organisms wanted to do courses because there was a teletravail and there was many new technology to introduce.
Yeah, true.
So we start like this, and finally we start to build a curriculum of courses, really like different phases and different also different pedagogy, the method of pedagogy. Nice. I don't know in English word.
Peut dire en français. On est quand même bilingue.
Perfect. So different methods de pedagogy, but okay. As I tell you, I really want to get rid of the French. So yeah. I really have to work on my English. So I prefer to learn a word.
I love it. Good. With you. Good.
But yeah. So finally, we right now doing most of the companies doing more courses, curriculum of courses for companies and organisms. When you have a new technology to introduce in your company, we're there to make the courses and be sure we can also give you the courses. But we can also sell the courses.
Nice.
We have company that we already sell the courses, so they do the thing with the course.
Nice.
We also have little organism who does a computer of a mise à jour.
Upgrade
for people who just arrived.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it's really basic computer like Word, Excel. Mm-hmm. So we're doing everything like this too.
Nice, GC. And that I appreciate you sharing that first. So our audience and our listeners understand you can have your passion and your career behind your entertainment, like as an artist. But there's nothing wrong with having a balance where you have a career as well. I feel that it's a healthy balance to be able to have. Like, yeah, Solo and I talk about it all the time. He has his restaurant and he has his merchandise and different things like that he focuses on, but he also has his music. And it's something for artists to understand out there. There's nothing wrong as you're coming out, as you're doing your thing, for you to have that 9-to-5, because sometimes artists feel like, you know, they can't. They gotta struggle and live the life of that hard artist. I really don't think so. I really think it's good to have a balance. So
yes, and something important I was discussing with a friend. When you're an artist, you're forced to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now, there is ways, but if you're not in control of what you're doing, you'll be doing what someone wants you to do.
Exactly. Well said.
And as an artist, when you have project and when you have something in your mind that you want to present to the people, you're forced to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And when you're an entrepreneur, you get on many business model.
Yes,
because you realize a business is not only one model.
Good job.
So at this point, when you realize that, you're like, yes,
I love that.
You can do music business. That's a model.
Mm-hmm.
You can do what you form to do.
Exactly
also.
What you're trying to do. You see, good, and it shows your versatility, like, and your ability as a being on the planet. So that's amazing.
That's it. So so I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing music because this is my passion, and I cannot live without it.
Exactly.
But right now I'm doing computer because that's what helped me to live.
Exactly.
It's a different thing.
Yes.
And aside, I have the ability to help people.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do that. So I build a OBNL to help all of the like French Caribbean people to get insert in Canada, help them to find job, help them to find even houses and stuff like that.
Nice.
And right now we just build a carnival group.
Okay.
So last year we were in the Cari Fiesta.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And it just became crazy. We have many show people calling us because it's really something authentic because I think this is the first time it's happening.
Yeah.
I'm arriving to get, for now, three islands completely different.
Mm-hmm.
together to make one music.
Oh, wow.
Because we all have our carnival.
Right, yeah.
And right now, I just put everybody together. So we got Martinique, Guadeloupe, and Guyane.
Wow.
I'm trying to get also the Réunion and other Creole.
Okay.
Other French island and stuff. Yeah. But it's difficult because most of the other one, like Réunion, they're already well organized.
Okay.
You know?
They know what they're doing.
So, they see us like, okay, do your thing and... We'll see.
Exactly.
Sure,
right.
Because
yeah.
We're already there. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly. No, but I see, and that's awesome, and that's a great segue. Mind you, that also reminds me, I want to connect you with a sister we have. Big shout out to Rain Carnival. She's a sister within the ORC that's also bringing a band for next year as well. So I should introduce you guys. You ever know. You never know, you'd be able to collaborate. But yeah, so now you just mentioned Creole Island, different islands that speak Creole.
Yes.
And I think that's a perfect, perfect segue. Because so you're also the co-producer of a show called Creole,
right? Creole show,
Creole show. So now, before we dive into the actual event, I would like for you to educate us. So now, so what is this now? Like as you came in, you're explaining the different types of Creole.
Yes.
I'm not sure if the audience was aware. I could tell you guys very honestly, I was not aware. I didn't know there was.
Yes.
I was like Creole's Creole. But yeah. So educate us, please. So what
Perfect.
Is the difference and what is
so,
this history?
I would take this occasion also to tell you right now we're in the Creole month.
Okay.
This month is instigated by the KEPCA.
Okay.
It's an organization of Asian people who does that. They instigate the Creole months. And with this Creole months, we saw the occasion to build a show to put every Creole in a light. Because, yes, there is many Creole.
Mm.
The only official Creole is the Asian Creole.
Okay.
Why? Because all of the Creole are colonized. So their language cannot be official.
Wow. Okay. See, that's
that's what happened.
So Haiti, because the Haiti fought and got their freedom there.
That's it.
Okay.
So Haiti is the precursor for us, and it's really something important for us because I think there is a lot of discussion about that. But by my side, I think it's important for every Creole to learn Asian Creole.
Yeah, I feel so.
Because this is the one.
Yeah.
This is the official one. This is the one who shows the way.
Yeah.
In any way.
You know, I would say, and I, something I was mentioning before, like when we're homeschooling our children, that was one of the things that we're looking into is to ensure that all our children could speak Creole. Because we felt it was also just a unifying thing. We're also teaching them Swahili as well. Because we figured that's also just expands and just creates opportunity for us to be able to communicate, and that's the whole thing.
You're
like,
exactly.
So planting those seeds into our young children, it might be harder for us as older people to say we're learning new languages, but at least if we make sure that all our children have Creole down, then we know that at least between the English speaking Caribbeans and French speaking Caribbean, they're all on the same page at least.
Exactly, you know? So, and that was the only point for our ancestors to create this language. And as you say, it's a mix of many African language, Swahili, Kikongo, many others. So they had to find a way to talk because everybody had their own language. And this is how it started. So when they create Creole, most of the islands was speaking the kind of Creole a little bit different because... Of where they were, also because of the colonizer.
The influence of the colonizers.
Okay. Exactly. So you will see in Trinidad, they had the same Creole as us. Even if they have also a pigeon, I don't know if I can call it like this, an English pigeon more close to the Jamaican also.
Okay. Pigeon, what's the word in French?
Patois.
Okay, yeah. Okay, no, so it's patois.
Yes.
You
can say patois.
Okay, it's patois,
Pigeon is more African.
Ah, okay.
Pigeon is African.
Okay. We'll say patois.
Okay.
But me, I consider every... For me, all of these are languages because It starts from something really deeper than just, a colonizer arrive and with this we make a language. That's completely false. That's something they want us to acknowledge.
Right.
But when you really make research, you realize everything is from Africa.
Diluted almost?
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Ça a été modifié.
It got modified
right, by the colonizer. But,
well, of course.
But it was something before, because before we insert French or English in our Creole, we are not supposed to talk. That's the point. Yes. They try to put many Africans from different countries together to be sure they're not talking.
Okay, so it's to ensure that they don't communicate with each other.
Yes, there was a purpose.
Yeah.
It's not luck.
Because then they can't plan. They can't, so if we have a language barrier between me and you, like, we can't create a plan to get out of here.
Of course. Everything has a purpose.
Right.
And also something with the English and French island, that's what they create. And what we have to understand is the traffic that they do during the slavery is the same traffic that they do now for the drugs.
Oh.
Yes.
So when you say like...
It's the same island that they're passing through to get their drugs to Europe.
Wow.
That's why right now... We French people, we always wear this plaque tournante. It means everything from other islands or even from Venezuela and Colombia arrive in Guadeloupe or Martinique or Guyane to go to Europe.
Okay. Wow.
So that's why right now we have a big problem with les mules, people who go with drugs and stuff.
Right, yeah.
Right now, French government decide in Guyane, 1,5 kg de cocaïne peut passer sans problème de justice.
Oh, wow.
You can find it in every local media or even French media. It's not a joke. Yeah.
They're doing it.
They just legalize 1 kilo sink
of cocaine.
Like, if you travel with it, you're okay. In Guyane. Only in Guyane.
Yo, stop it, Eldo.
So just to show you, there is purpose beyond this.
Of course.
Absolutely. Well, see, the government is not mad about the trafficking. They're mad when they don't get their cut.
Yeah, yes, of course.
They just want their cut. They're like, where's my piece?
Yeah.
But you see how it connects us?
Yeah.
It's just showing you, you guys in the English Caribbean, you guys have less problem with this mule thing because... Yeah. It's just le passage.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I know Trinidad is a pass through.
Tu vois? C'est le passage.
Yeah.
Or you got some real in English island. Everybody knows in the Caribbean there is real boss.
Yeah, of course.
And you know, us in the French side, we know where the boss is.
Right. Okay.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
So we know we just the only comme le port.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
So
we
always connect.
Okay.
You know me from Guadeloupe, but I'm from Pointe-à-Pitre. Pointe-à-Pitre is really urban city, me from mon quartier, c'est Lauricie, c'est quand même un quartier assez ghetto.
Okay.
So me, I really was in connect with the street, and from the street, I born talking about Vinci.
St. Vincent?
Yes.
Mm.
Because we always was with people from St. Vincent coming. Yes.
You look like a Vincent.
You know, I was with them. So
when you start talking, it surprised me because I'm like, whoa, where do you get this accent from? Because you look like Vince guys.
Yeah, but I'm telling you,
with the locks and stuff, that's a big thing. He looks like Vince guys.
It's
okay.
But yeah, we look like them because we always with them and Dominican people too, from Dominica. Those are the ones closer to us.
Okay.
So with them, we know what's happening in the English Caribbean.
Right, exactly.
So that's why we, in the Trinidad Carnival, we're not missing that, you know, Dominicas, stuff like that.
Exactly, okay.
Even if the language barrier is there, but like I tell you, in Vinci and in Trinidad, there is some people talking Creole.
It's true. It's true. I'm going to make it a point after this interview. We're going to play that. We're going to play that one song before we go into our musical, our regular musical mix. Because there's a brother here. I want to say Brother Wally. Okay, that has a track like rap Creole or something. It's like, but it's a Trinidadian song. But he makes references to the Creole section of Trinidad that I didn't even know existed. So, anyways, I'll make it a point that you guys hear it after this interview because it'll be dope.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Actually, you know, you said that and it made me think about a young lady that I met from St. Lucia, and they have their own Creole too, and they speak French.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
We should get them on here. We should actually do that and just bring together the... So,
yeah. And one information really important also I get when I'm arrived there in Canada, I meet one engineer, sound engineer, from Tortola. Tortola is a Virgin Island.
Okay.
This guy asking me if I know that in Guadeloupe there is an entry suburb going through Tortola.
What do you mean?
Explain me that ancestors, slaves, were coming from Guadeloupe through a certain hole in the
underground
in Tortola.
Wow.
And they explained me that's how most of the slaves get into Haiti for the liberation, too.
Wow.
So there is some underground thing that we don't know. And I make some research. There is a big guy, an African guy, who's doing a lot of video explaining stuff, Monsieur Lesconi.
Okay.
And he was explaining and showing people in Guadeloupe endroits that there is... actually an entry in the earth that the government just blocked.
Right.
And they put everything to tell you, oh, it's really dangerous. If you go inside, maybe it can just fall down and stuff. So nobody knows what is there.
Now you gotta get the brave ones to go explore.
So there is a piece also to show you how connect we are.
Yeah, as a people.
So now
you have this event, right?
So now we have this event around the Creole.
Right.
And all of the reflection for this event is the word Creole itself. Because when you make the search, you'll see Creole in Petit Robert, in every dictionary, le Creole is a Caucasian person of the colony.
Okay. Wow.
So it means it was not us because we were not person for them.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, we weren't even acknowledged as human type of thing.
You see? Right now, what they're trying to do is to make us as a Creole like them for us to just... be part of something and like this, everything we can forget because we all Creole, right?
I want to make sure I understand this correctly. So basically, it's like the colonizers branded us with
actually, that's it.
Wow,
so that's why we in a reflection with this word because we know everything have a certain frequency,
exactly. Yeah,
and when they build this word, they know actually what they wanted to do with it. Because it's from a Portuguese word, Criollo. A Criollo was in the dimension of creolization.
Okay.
So that we have to know is the creolization was the project of the Portuguese people. When they arrived in the colonization, they really wanted to mix with the person that they colonized to be sure they create a new race.
Wow.
That's the creolization.
Okay.
And it really works in Mexico, in Brazil, in Saint-Domingue, but not in Haiti, not in Guadeloupe, not everywhere.
Good.
So what happened? It's the Portuguese have their right way to do it because that was their idea. They try to give others colonizer a little bit of it, but it don't work for them. And British doesn't want to go in this way because they really hate the people that they was colonizing. They don't want to mix with them. So British always be as like, you are you and I'm someone, but I'm owning you a certain way because it's Commonwealth.
Right. Okay.
You know, but you are you.
Right.
I prefer this way. because you can feel yourself.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You're proud of you.
Right,
you
yeah,
know
exactly.
you are
yeah.
you.
That's it.
And when there is assimilation, that's what we're living in Guadeloupe. We're still for French first. And it's really bad because it takes you years to realize who you are.
Wow. Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Even right now, it's we in a world of knowledge and internet and everything. But when you on the island, you're in the survival mode, so you know you don't have the time to make all of the search, and also the internet is blocked. I realize
that too. When you go to different countries, you don't see the same thing that you see like when you're in North America.
That's it.
But the radio. It shows something different. I've actually been to some different places where I was appalled about the things that I heard on the radio. Like, we are on our way now to go to Miss Marcia Campbell house to go because she has paid for 3 young boys to go to school, and now she is dealing with the boys sexually. We are going to stone her with rocks right now. We were listening to the radio riding like, what? Is this real? Is this a play?
Oh, they're
like, no, this
God.
Is the radio.
Yes.
We are on our way to, we are standing outside of Miss Marcia's house,
yes.
and you can hear the people screaming in the background. I've been to Dominican Republic where you turn on the TV and you see dead bodies, just dead bodies, real. Like, you don't see this on our TV.
Yes.
You see them with the bag covering them and stuff like this. So the internet is something completely different.
Wow.
But if you watch their television and you listen to their radio, you're going to see something that you never understood before.
Wow.
I was appalled.
Wow.
Yeah, and every country has their own. And for in Guadeloupe, big up, we have Canal 10. And this is the true TV for us.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Who really get on the street when there's something happen.
Right.
Even police try to shoot them right now because they
wow.
really divulge too much stuff.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, there was a crisis during the pandemic.
Right.
In Guadeloupe, we blocked everything.
Yeah, I remember.
Nobody wanted to be vaccinated.
Exactly. So, I seen that. Shoot, you're here. You're from Guadeloupe. I should be asking you about all those things.
And you remember you even asking me what happening because there was many people on the street. And
yeah.
That was the manifestation.
Wow.
And the way that we manifest, people, it's look like a carnival,
right?
But for us, this is the only thing we get truly from Africa and never change.
Mm.
So that's why we're using it for manifestation.
Wow, you see that?
Yes.
Use carnival manifestation. Well, Aldo, you're opening all kind of things. Yo, jeez. And see, I want to tie this back into the event. I'm not sure if I can because it's just so like you're dropping some real gems right there because that's a tool that people, if you're listening. You can use our ancestral carnivals as a means for manifestation. It's
well,
true.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be used for. That's what it
if
was
you think about
used
it, yeah.
for. Traditionally, it was actually to thank the gods for the harvesting season.
Exactly.
So when you want a prosperous harvesting season, you have a celebration. But the deity that is in control of that season where you would be planting and sowing and reaping, you have to pay him. You have to pay him homage. And he likes a party. He likes bright colors. You have to go and see what the deity likes. He likes colors. He likes this. He likes that. I have, I've seen some things. When you've gotten actual money, lots of money, this is where you have kitty carnival. So kitty carnival is because the deity that controls money loves little children.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so they put the children in costumes and have them dance. But I've seen this in the Dominican Republic where they have a birthday party. The cake says happy birthday. They invite all the kids. They have a statue in the corner. I'm like, whose birthday is it? They're like, come on, we're going to a party. I had to tell a girl, don't ever invite me again.
Wow.
I'm like, whose birthday is it? I'm looking for the kids. She's like, no. It's the deity's birthday. He's there in the corner, but you can go and greet him. I said, greet to who?
Yeah, children here.
We had a children's party, and the children were to dance and eat cake and be merry, and you give the children money, and he will bring you money.
Wow, and I'm sure it works. True.
Yes.
That's Kitty Carnival.
Yo,
that's what Kitty Carnival is.
Wow.
Yes.
Kaya, I love this. I love it, guys.
But you see, even the jab,
right?
It's from something like that because the jab first for the blackness, and also because. But it's really deep. I cannot give you the whole thing, but you know, in ancient Egypt, there was there was a god with
horns.
With horns.
Mm-hmm.
I think he represent a buff.
Yes, yes, yes.
And mm-hmm. yeah, that's where you're from.
Yeah,
you know. And, that, so there's the blackness with right the now. With the all of the thing we put on us
mm-hmm.
and the horn
horns. Yeah,
to represent. Mm-hmm. I guess it's.
Not
Sekhmet.
No, not Hatshepsut.
Ator. And there is many there is many names for her because in ancient Egypt they call her Ator, but I know the in Yehuba there was another name for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, is it like I know it? It's like it's right at the tip of my. Anyways, this is dope.
But you, yeah, this yeah. is this is the connection.
Wow.
And I was there was Mr. Kalala Omotunde.
Okay.
He's a Egyptologue from Guadeloupe,
mm-hmm.
and he was just saying the last time. Normally, a carnival group should be an initiatic school.
Mm.
That's what it was in Africa.
Wow.
That's the carnival group should be the group who keeps the culture.
Yeah, brother, there's a group that's working. You must know WestCan.
Yes, of course.
They're working on a program. I want to connect you with them, where they're deep diving on the history of carnival. And you like just from the light things you're saying, you know some stuff. And it's just to bring together people who wanna discuss and who wanna educate the people on what the history of it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now we've gone so far past beyond. Like right now we think it's just wear a t-shirt, go party in the street, and it's like there's a whole history behind it. There's a whole culture behind
yes.
it. There's power behind it, even. So, anyways, this has been.
But we yeah. the good point is mm-hmm. we keep the good part because the good part was
mm-hmm.
to bring joy.
That's it. You see,
you know, maybe we did not direct the joys in the direction of maybe the deity, like mm-hmm. you said.
No,
or
there was no bad anything. The thing is that they when. Colonizers, when non-melanated people realized that we were using that to bring wealth to our people, they start putting negative connotations on deities
exactly.
and worshiping who and calling out certain ancestors.
Yes.
So there was really no bad part to it. And every religion that you can think of, any type of spirituality, there's always going to be some type of person, somebody who tries to use it for bad. However,
exactly.
it was not mm-hmm. a bad practice.
Exactly.
It was to really pay homage. And when they put the black stuff on themselves, it's to... I think it's to ward away the people who were telling them that they could not have carnival.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where that came into it. But one of them is called Jab Molassi, means like devil, mm-hmm. molasses devil.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is to ward away the ones who are trying to stop us from prospering.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's also the blackness,
mm-hmm.
Even in French they have carnival.
Yeah, of course.
But the carnival they now tell you where it's from.
Mm-hmm.
Why they doing blackface?
Mm-hmm.
Right now they drink blackface because they don't even know their own ancestors were doing blackface to show you that was black people doing that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now they're doing blackface.
Right,
but
yeah.
their ancestors just remember there was someone
yeah,
in this
was,
color
right.
doing that
right.
traditional.
In this period for something important.
Wearing right. this crown, wearing mm. these garbs
exactly.
that I have on. And I have it with blackface, but I don't even realize this is what they really look like
mm-hmm.
in these garbs.
Yeah, it's true.
Uh-huh.
Just
wow.
to remember, yes,
yeah,
that was a blackface
wow.
somewhere.
Wow, my brother. So now you see, guys, this is, you know, when you put the energy out and you say, like, the ancestors are going to listen because, guys, you have been educated. You have been, they are things that we just learned today. I know my mouth dropped a couple of times, like, wow, learn something new today. So now, but you're going to be staying with us for a little bit, right?
Yes,
yeah, a little bit?
I wanted to. But because I give you a lot of knowledge, but I didn't talk about the show
no,
itself.
No, I know. But actually, what I want to say, so we're going to talk quick. I'm just going to give the dates and stuff, but then we're gonna come back with you. We're gonna deep dive a little bit more about the event. So
finally, we know the dates change.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's it. So now, so it's the Creole show. But again, I still want to talk a little bit more about it because when I first read it, I was like, so is it all French Creole artists that are going to be on? But I'll give you some time to talk about it. We'll take a break. We're going to come back. We'll have Queen Kaya's jambalaya. Queen Kaya's jambalaya. And then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about the event. Alright, people, so let's take our break.
Production Nuit d'Afrique presents the Nigerian pop star Yemi Alade for an exceptional concert in Montreal.
With her powerful voice and energetic performances, Yemi Alade is the new queen of Afrobeat. Don't miss her spectacular concert Thursday, November 10th at the M. Toulouse. Tickets on sale now. For more info, visit Production Nuit d'Afrique.
We've now entered another musical break with DJ Bobby Payne. We're gonna take it Afro.
Girl, you a diamond. Whoa! Girl, you a star. So any other man that hurt you, he done went too far. You put the time in. You played your part. So any man that lost you didn't know. So nobody find past you. You're such a lovely lady. Somebody nice. Did I mention that I am single? Yeah, I know you are the one, no. So whenever you need one to talk to, call me lady. You can always count on me. Yeah,
this is DJ Bobby Payne.
Girl, if you want, I can be your refuge. I'll come to your rescue. Girl, I'm here to impress you. Yeah, and if you need, I can be.
I know you want me. Every day
see you think you know me, but you don't even know nothing about me. Into my brown eyes, you see my little eyes commit you switch sides. You never know the devil in a disguise. So why don't you stand up, baby? Yeah. Tell me, do you want me on top? So let me show you. I don't need to back it up. Don't wanna hold you, more, just go, just split you in half in my heart. I just wanna love on you, trust in you, honor you. Please do the same on your part. Be honest, you want it. Before you come my way, make sure you think twice. Look into my eyes, but I can never see eyes. I can point a gun, but you know I could never lie. Come through, I can show you something you can run to. When I'm finished, you'll be feeling brand new. Will never be somebody you can run through. And I can put that in my life one time. No cap, big five, slow clap, catch feels, get high. If you make it bad, then you can lie. Swimming deep in your ocean, sip of the potion that we sing. Oh my, 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 oh my, my, my,
I fell in love on your slow wine.
No lie, 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 no lie, lie, lie,
the way you're moving your waistline.
Oh my, 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 oh my, my, my,
I fell in love on your slow wine.
So much for holding my musical vibes, man. Yeah. This is the Empower Hour.
I love how you whine it.
You whine it.
I'm trying to get behind it. You get me excited. You know how I like it. Give me the dance now. Bust it.
No time for discussions. Back against the wall. While you give me your rub. Working all week so you know you deserve it. Wine with the purpose, girl. Put your work in, yeah. As she dropped down loose.